and gentlemen, this is the real live Michael Collins Piper back with you here this evening on our Republic Broadcasting Network. I picked up a bit of a cold yesterday here in this rainy Washington, D.C. weather, and while you were listening, presumably, to a recorded broadcast of mine, I was sound asleep, resting so that I could return with you tonight, return with you. Back tonight, live, in person, and all that. So in any case, I am here. We are going to have a guest on Monday evening who is a guest by request, one of our callers, Steve from Pittsburgh, I believe. Steve from Pennsylvania had called in and requested that we have a candidate for Alabama State Attorney General named Larry Darby on as a guest. Well, I talked to Mr. Darby here this afternoon, not long before the beginning of the show, and he's going to be with us on Monday night. Now, Mr. Darby's an interesting character in a number of respects. He's been involved in the Libertarian Party, but he is now apparently the Alabama Democratic Party's candidate for Attorney General. Well, he's upset a lot of people with a variety of positions on a lot of issues. For one thing, I know he's going to upset a lot of the listeners here because he has been an active atheist. Now, I know a lot of people are not going to like that, but that isn't what's causing the real controversy. He's also suggested that illegal aliens should be shot, and that's caused some controversy. He's also apparently in favor of legalizing drugs, and that will certainly be controversial to some people, although a lot of people over the years have said maybe that's the real way to crack down on the illicit drug racket in this country, which, of course, is dominated by the CIA and its allies in the Israeli intelligence service, the Mossad. One little point that a lot of people don't like to mention when they like to talk about the CIA involvement in a drug racket, but they won't talk about the Mossad involvement. Well, in any case, Mr. Darby believes that maybe legalizing drugs could solve the problem and end this police state that we have where a lot of people are spending a lot of time in jail on drug charges. But as of today, Mr. Darby has created some further controversy because he has made the suggestion, and this is rare for a politician, believe me, folks, he says that he doesn't believe that 6 million Jews died during the Holocaust. He thinks the number was considerably less. Well, now, I'm not sure how that relates directly to the issues in the Alabama State Attorney General's race, but I'm sure people are going to hold that against him. Well, in any case, we are going to have Mr. Darby on as a guest on Monday night, God willing, and we'll let him say what he has to say about what he has to say. And, of course, we'll have callers to call in, if you so choose, and debate him. And speaking of debates, I should mention that as far as I know, on Tuesday I will be a guest on Greg Szymanski's program, which is broadcast here on RBN. I'm supposed to debate Mr. Phelps, who believes that the Israeli Mossad is a front for the Vatican and the Jesuits and all sorts of other things, but we're going to be talking, as far as I'm concerned, about the Kennedy assassination. I've been reading Mr. Phelps' book, Vatican Assassins, and I want to assure you folks that if you manage to tune into Greg's program, you'll hear some lively commentary and discussion, at least from my end, at any rate. So if you're not tuning into Greg's show regularly, you might want to start, and you'll certainly want to listen to our lively little discussion. Okay, well, we have a break coming up. When we come back, I'm going to run by some interesting little news items, and then we'll open it up to the phones and chat about a variety of things here. This is Michael Collins Piper. Again, this is a live Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned, folks.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper, and I am live coming to you from Washington, D.C. This is not a rebroadcast like we had last night. I am live sitting here in Washington, D.C. I'm not at the office of American Free Press right now, but I was down there earlier today. American Free Press is closed every other Friday to save money, folks. American Free Press and independent networks like RBN, this network that you're listening to now, don't have well-heeled backers. They rely on good grassroots citizens to support their efforts. So that's why it's so important, you know, that you can buy products from RBN, and those of you who can call in on the new RBN listen line and make a donation of $15 a month. If you can't get it on shortwave or if you don't have internet access, you can listen, get your friends to listen at the RBN listen line. That's a new feature here on RBN. So as I say, there's a lot of different ways you can listen to RBN, and there's also a lot of ways you can help RBN and make it possible for independent forums like I have here of my own on this network and all the other good programming. I mentioned before the break that we're going to have a guest on Monday night, and also I've talked to my producer Barbara about actually being a guest here on the program. She ran for office down in Texas. And, you know, I think it's very important, you know, the political system, if we get some good candidates out there, good articulate candidates who can you know, speak our message and make it heard to a lot of people, you know, that's one way we can have an impact. You know, even if you don't win, you know, you get your message heard. William Jennings Bryan, one of the great populists, ran for president 3 times and lost, and he actually had a great impact in this country. He alerted people to the problems of a corrupt money system and how it was dominated by the Rothschilds and other powerful bankers. So we're going to have Barbara on. She's going to talk about her campaign efforts, her election efforts, and you can get an idea as to something you might want to do yourself because, you know, some people are made to have radio talk shows. Other people are made to run for public office. Other people, best thing you can do is just send in all those contributions to the good candidates and to good networks like RBN. Okay, well, interesting news story today. This is funny. They're very concerned, that is, officials in Pennsylvania and California, about this potential security risks in the new Diebold election system touchscreen voting machine. Maybe that's pronounced Diebold. It's D-I-E-B-O-L-D. Diebold election systems. Well, you know, in the old spotlight, we warned about the problems with computerized vote scam, as the Collier brothers coined that famous term. And, you know, our tradition of reporting on that problem has been carried over into American Free Press. And my colleague Christopher Boleyn, who has been a guest on this show and on John Stadtmiller's show, and I'm sure several others, he's talked about this issue of computerized vote fraud and all these problems with these voting machines and so forth. In any case, what I thought was very, very interesting was that there's an election official in California, a spokesman for this Diebold election systems. He says that there's no worry that the systems can be, the election system can be corrupted. He says, this is funny, folks. This is a direct quote. For there to be a problem here, you're basically assuming a premise where you have some evil and nefarious election officials who would sneak in and introduce a piece of software. He says, I don't believe these evil elections people exist. I wish one of our listeners from Chicago could call in and tell us about the elections in Chicago. And I understand down there in South Texas, when Lyndon Johnson was running for the U.S. Senate, they used to have kind of funny elections officials too, not evil. I'm sure they were doing it for the country, making sure Lyndon Johnson could get reelected to the Senate or elected in the first place. But yeah, this gentleman with this company that makes the voting machines says he doesn't believe these evil elections people exist. Absolutely hilarious. I got a good laugh out of that, folks. I hope you did too. Well, now all of a sudden, you know, we heard how Al-Qaeda was behind those bombings in London. That was in the paper every day. And my big-shot lawyer friend down in New Orleans, who's constantly, he watches too much Fox News and believes everything that the President of the United States says, this big-shot lawyer friend of mine in New Orleans is always worried about Al-Qaeda being under the bed or in the closet or peeping over the fence, you know, and he was very upset about what happened in London. Well, now it turns out the official report from the British government raises a question as to whether or not the people who were alleged to have committed this crime, who were blown up in the bombing, there's some question, in fact, there's real doubt as to whether or not they were actually affiliated or associated with Al-Qaeda. Well, now, of course, as more in-tuned and longer-term listeners to RBN know, and certainly American Free Press readers know, there's some question as to what Al-Qaeda really is. Is it really a grassroots radical Muslim group, or is it a front for the CIA and the Mossad? I tend towards the latter, but that doesn't deny the fact that there are radical Islamic groups, just as there are radical Jewish groups and radical Christian groups, but we only ever hear about the radical Muslim groups. Speaking of Muslims, I should mention that the beginning of June, I'm going to be going to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, where I've been before. This time, though, I'm going to be speaking, among other places, at the International Islamic Fair. Also speaking there will be my friend Matthias Chang, who is the author of a book that's now been released here in the United States, Future Fast Forward, The Anglo-Zionist American Empire Meltdown. Very good book. If you haven't read it, I do recommend you check it out. It's available from American Free Press. Matthias will be one of the speakers. And also, I'm pleased to say, 911 survivor William Rodriguez will be there. William Rodriguez, the last man out of the World Trade Center, the folks who are sponsoring the International Islamic Fair, they had asked me to be a speaker last year, and I recommended Mr. Rodriguez as a speaker, so I'm pleased to say he will be on the agenda as well. So it looks to be a very interesting gathering. Malaysia does happen to be a majority Muslim country, but the Muslim leaders there are known as very moderate Muslim leaders. But on the other hand, and on the same token, I should say, despite the fact that they are very moderate Muslim leaders, they recognize the fact that that very immoderate, that is radical Jewish and radical Christian elements have gained a strong hold on policymaking in this country, particularly during the Bush administration. So I would like to think that Mr. Rodriguez and I will be there building bridges to all of these people in this far-off part of the world who recognize very clearly that there's some things that are wrong here in the United States and who do not hate the United States but do dislike some of the policies that are being carried out. Yeah, that's an interesting thing, this business in London. You know, it looks as though they're now calling for an independent inquiries into the events that happened. It sounds almost like what we've been demanding here in the United States regarding 911. Another item in the news, of course, is the fact that turns out President Bush has been monitoring the exchange of phone calls by millions and millions of Americans. This is front page news all over the country, as well it should be. Now, of course, as I mentioned on this show, I personally, some 10 years ago, actually it was in 1994, cut a wiretap physically in my own little hand with a pair of scissors, cut a wiretap from the inside of my telephone. So when I say that my phone has been tapped, indeed it has been tapped. That's not a paranoid conspiracy theory. Now, what I understand now is that the government is saying that they haven't been listening into people's phone calls. What they're doing, though, is just as insidious. They're able to, say, take Mr. John Smith in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and they have records of everyone he's called and everyone who's called him and whom they've all called. Well, if Mr. Smith, just say he's a corporate executive inside a company that somebody wants some insider information on, and Mr. Smith happens to be having an affair with somebody, and he's calling this lady, and he doesn't want his wife to know about it, the records of the calls between Mr. Smith and his mistress will be popping up there, and they're going to be able to have a complete record of who he's been making phone calls. Now, Mr. Smith, of course, might not be an Al-Qaeda terrorist or even sympathetic to the terrorists, but if somebody in the government or in some special interest group like the Anti-Defamation League, which has connections to all these government agencies, if they want to do some dirty work inside a corporation, maybe get some insider information, they can do their own research and find out who this is that Mr. Smith is calling, and then they put their gumshoes on it, and then just with telephone calls, they can make the connection with a listing of telephone calls. So it's a very simple matter. This process can be used for blackmail and political corruption, folks. Don't kid yourselves. Okay, folks, we're going to a break here. This is Michael Collins Piper. When we come back, we're going to go to the phone calls. We have Mona in Glendale, California calling. We'll be with Mona in just a minute or two. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming back to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a caller, Mona, from California. I promised to bring Mona up, and that's what we're going to do right now. How are you doing tonight, Mona?
Oh, just fine, Michael. I'm calling because I heard you talking on another show, and you were saying when you're talking to Holocaust people, and they go, oh, it was 6 million, you say, no, it was less than that, and then you have that argument, and then they say, well, maybe it was only 1 million, but that's just as bad. You said you can flatten them by saying, and then I couldn't hear what you said. I thought I heard.
Well, what I always like to say is, the Holocaust is boring. I don't want to hear any more about it.
Oh, is that what you say?
Yeah, and it really upsets a lot of people. But
that's funny.
When you put it in that perspective, you know what I mean? It's like it's what I've said to a number of people. I said, now listen, you know, I said, okay, I'm bored with the Holocaust. I read about it every day in the paper. There's TV shows about it every night. Even police dramas have evil Nazi guards harassing Holocaust survivors. And, you know, doctor programs have Holocaust survivors who are suffering post-traumatic stress syndrome, you know. And I always say it's just kind of boring.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Okay, well, that's
thank you for explaining that.
All right, Mona. Well, I'm glad. All right, Mona, I want to congratulate you for calling because there's a lot of people who would fill in the blanks and then repeat it and say, well, Mike Piper said, but you didn't do that. You went right to the source and asked the question.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay. Well, we have Super Bowl Steve in Pennsylvania. Well, this is Orange Bowl Mike in D.C. welcoming Super Bowl Steve.
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing?
Hey, I bought one of the radios that you guys had for offer on your radio station, the KA1103.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, it beats my Kenwood 2000.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm technologically ignorant myself, so just so you can tune in, that's what counts.
Well, I'll tell you what, for all your listeners out there, you want a good radio, you buy that KA1103. We always have problems with drifting and fading. I use this one even in the car. It's that good.
Oh, that's pretty good. I always tell the story. I had a shortwave radio myself a few years ago, and I was trying to tune in a program. I had to put it underneath the small of my back and lie on top of it to be able to get the programming right. I kid you not.
I'll tell you what. I paid a little over $1,500 for my Kenwood 2000, and this thing on the receive for the HF is just as good with this dual synthesized phase loop lock circuitry. There is no drifting of the frequency. You'll still have a little fading if you have the receiver in your car and you're going between tall buildings. There'll be a little bit of fading. But you never have to reach up and adjust the channel. You're always dead on frequency. And if there has been anybody out there that's been looking for a good shortwave radio, I know I think $120 is a lot to put out, but you're getting a lot of radio for it. So
well, that's the amazing thing about, you know, I never knew anything about shortwave myself until back in the mid-late 1980s when I was working for Liberty Lobby here in Washington, and we started our own radio network, and then it evolved into shortwave. And now, of course, shortwave in some respects is being eclipsed even by the internet. But nonetheless, you know, it's broadened this communication and outreach for so many people, and it's a wonderful thing. And thank God, we have John Statmiller and RBN here to bring all this good programming.
Well, you too, Michael. I'll tell you what, the one thing with shortwave, you know, the Christians out there, they can hear the truth in a person's voice. And there's nothing that is on the internet. You know, you can't do that through the internet. People are fooled every day on the internet. But you get somebody up there that speaks out of their heart and tells the truth, you're going to know it.
Well, actually, no. Let me clarify something for some of the listeners, and actually see. You have to bear in mind that there's a lot of people who actually listen to RBN on the internet. You can you're listening on shortwave, but there's actually a lot of people who listen, who go on to rbnlive.com on the internet and listen that way.
Yeah, so, I realize that.
So
I'll tell you what, it's a little synthesized. If somebody wants some good recordings of this show, buy yourself a KA1103. There's an output jack there. Shove it right into the cassette recorder, and you're on your way.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you calling that information.
Yeah, anybody sitting on the fence post, buddy, Super Bowl Steve says buy them up while we're there.
Where are you calling from in Pennsylvania, Steve?
Illuminati territory, right out of Pittsburgh. Hey, I got a 2-ton piece of the World Trade Center sitting about 2.5 miles away from my house. Everybody said it was shipped overseas, but it's not the truth.
What is it?
Well, it's a... It's actually a monument to those people that did 9/11, and it's on the campus of Indiana University of Pennsylvania. All you do is you get on the internet and type in IUP, and maybe Jack Murtha's name might be good to be put in there. But you know, we have a 2-ton monument up here from the World Trade Centers.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I might check it out next time up in that part of the world. Steve. We have to go to the break now, but I appreciate your call. Keep listening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network live from Washington, D.C. Over the break, my producer, Barbara, asked me how I knew to put my shortwave radio in the small of my back to try to get good reception and lie on top of it. And I told her, I said it was the only other place that I hadn't tried. So in any case, I wouldn't recommend that for everybody. It could be a health hazard, but it worked for me. In any case, I appreciate that call from Super Bowl Steve in Pennsylvania. He gave us some advice on some good shortwave equipment. I might just have to check that out myself. Well, we do have open phones here for the next half hour, ladies and gentlemen. You can call in here at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'm particularly interested in this domestic spying scandal, if that's what you want to call it here, this business about the tapping of the, well, they say it's not the tapping of the phones, it's the tracking of the phone calls and so forth. You know, they're making this appear as though this is something, just entirely new, when, of course, we know this has been going on for a long, long time. And in fact, the timing on it couldn't be better, because I'm wrapping up a new book right now that does focus precisely on this very topic, the spying operations of the federal government through the FBI's infamous COINTELPRO program, the CIA's Operation Chaos. I also get into Operation MKUltra to a certain extent. The point of the book is an examination of these mechanisms of monitoring and manipulation and infiltration and control that that the power elite has used in this country since at least the mid-20th century. And now, of course, with this massive rise in technology, we have all manner of method to spy on people. I gave up worrying about it a long, long time ago myself because I, especially after finding this wiretap on my telephone, and this was not only a wiretap on my telephone, as I've explained before in this program, but it was a wiretap, and not a sophisticated one, that was powered by the phone itself, by the electricity coming through the phone. But it not only provided those who were listening into my phone calls the capacity to do that, but also to hear anything within 50 feet in my apartment of that tap. So you have to admire them for their diligence in spying on people. You know, when we had the ADL spy scandal in San Francisco, everybody quote unquote knew that it was just the right wing that the ADL was spying on. But then it turned out, lo and behold, the FBI, the ADL was spying on even liberal groups like the NAACP, of all things, and a public television station. They were maintaining files on everybody, folks, everybody who had a political opinion, because the powers that be cannot tolerate the possibility that anyone would have an idea of any kind that might run contrary to their agenda. Insidious as hell, I think. Okay, we have two callers coming in. Jerry, who says he's from the occupied state of Alabama. Jerry, why is Alabama occupied?
Well, it has a governor down here that is a crooked guy, and the attorney general for the state was kicked upstairs.
Oh, this is my friend Jerry.
Yes.
How you doing, Jerry?
Good.
I'm surprised. How you doing, Jerry?
Excellent.
Yeah, they just indicted the governor, didn't they? Or was that the...
No, that was a previous government governor.
Let's put it this way. He probably should be indicted if he hasn't been. I guess the governor of Kentucky just got indicted. Okay.
Well, the governor in Alabama, Siegelman, probably was honest. That's why they got him.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
They pay him back for being honest. You can't be honest and decent. But the crooks did what down here, what they did was get rid of Judge Roy Moore.
Oh, right. Exactly.
And you can see that it was a kangaroo court if you watch the proceedings. And he's a friend of mine. And, of course, I try to support him because he's running for governor.
Oh, okay, great. All right.
And if people want to help him, he needs money. The governor, present Republican governor, doesn't matter whether they're Republican or Democrat, he had $13 million to spend for his last election, and from what it looks like, he has even more for these smooth ads. But I'm calling about, as a matter of fact, the election issue. Now, a long time ago, I got information that the employees at ABC Television in New York were on strike for better benefits, wages, a living wage. They were really being enslaved up there, and they had a right idea to strike ABC, but they couldn't strike ABC for some reason. And so these guys that were at ABC decided that they would fix the ABC network and the other networks. Excuse me. And what they did, about 5 nights before the national election took place, they put online and alert people got copies of it, and I was sent a copy of it, And what it showed was the percentages that each federal candidate would win by in every state.
Right. I remember that, Jerry. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed that to Christopher Bolin.
Right, right.
He got fired up, and he went after the whole thing. What a researcher that guy is.
Yeah, Christopher, in fact, made it into the office of this this media enterprise, the name of which has been changed several times. It's been called the Voter News Service and the News Election Service and other things. And Christopher took a picture of the internal mailbox of the organization, so we got the names at the spotlight of all of the people who worked, at least the people who had mailboxes inside the Election News Service.
I saw the picture.
Yeah, it was a great picture. In fact, I'll tell you what, after Christopher was pursuing that story from another angle, what I did, I called the office of the Election News Service. I must have called, I'm usually not this ambitious, frankly, but I must have called them 20 times asking them for a comment on that picture and the names of the people and asking them for further details about those people's backgrounds. They would not return the call.
Well, they dissolved and took another name, like
yeah,
you
these
said.
Are, yeah, these are the people. This is what's funny about it, Jerry. These are the people who are in charge of the national vote count, and a national weekly newspaper with 500,000 readers could not get any information about any of these people. Absolutely, just absolutely remarkable, and it just goes to show you that what we think is happening in our election system ain't.
Well, Christopher, being an intense guy, he won't stop at anything. He's the guy that proved that there was molten metal in the basement of the Twin Towers 6 weeks after the happening.
Yeah, that's a story. In fact, he just had a follow-up on that in the last issue, I believe, of American Free Press that just went to press. Well, we had one that went to press on Thursday, but the Thursday prior to that. And that's a very interesting, one of many, many interesting stories by Christopher on 911 that just go to show that just like in 911, just like in the election systems, in all the big issues, Jerry, I don't need to tell you.
You're bringing up the election issue and the entirely ludicrous idea that the election officials who are appointed by politicians are not corrupt and crooked. It is ludicrous, but I want to say this. Since you mentioned the Voter News Service,
mm-hmm.
Christopher proved that they're the ones that are supposedly taking the exit surveys of voters. And ABC predicts that Senator so-and-so will win by 91%. And they were saying that on the basis of these exit polls.
You know what, Jerry? If there's such a thing as reincarnation, when I die, which is going to be a long, long time from now, I want to come back and work for Election News Service because I know that's a very lucrative position to hold.
Yes, sir. All the networks.
Jerry, listen, I got to move on. I got a raft of callers lined up here, but somebody told me to say meow to you. So.
They can hear that on your wiretap.
I know they can.
you and those females.
All right, Jerry, you take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Good talking to you. Okay, let's go to Rick in West Virginia. Rick, come on up.
Hey, Jerry.
No, this is Mike.
Mike, pardon me.
That's all right.
That's right, Mike Collins.
Yeah.
Colin from West, you know what, Virginia. You just said reincarnation. If it happened to me, I'd want to be a weather forecaster because it doesn't matter what those guys say, they still get their month's vacation paid in Myrtle Beach.
And I think they also get paid off by the bread and milk people to say that there's a big storm coming, so go out and get your bread and milk.
What's the model number that man talked about, the shortwave? I'm listening to you. You're coming in loud and clear on my 1970 Zenith transmission.
All right, well, I tell you what, if you go right here on, are you on the Internet? Do you have access to the Internet?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, that's what you need to do. There is a model that's available from right here at Republic Broadcasting.
What's the brand?
Maybe my producer can. I'm sorry?
What is the brand of?
Yeah, I'm. I see. I'll tell you what. I don't have access to that right at the moment here. I'm going to try to check and see if I can bring that up for you. But I'll tell you what. If you could let me move on, unless you had a further comment, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I have a further comment.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and do that? And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get that information and I'll read it out over the air after you leave the line.
My final comment is concerning the Holocaust.
Okay.
Anytime somebody wants to argue that with me when I say it's not important, I remind them that it was the high priest and the Jews that put Messiah to death, and they are still waiting for the other Messiah to come back today. And why should we honor their death when they are the ones that crucified our Savior?
Well, I tell you what, that's certainly a point that can be made, and I have a feeling after having heard you make that point that there's going to be a lot of our listeners are going to make that point when they talk about the Holocaust.
Well, the Apostle Paul says that the Almighty hardened their hearts until the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled.
Well, you know what it all comes down to is that I guess here is that, you know, there's all sorts of different ways to handle the question, and I think you provided us one right there. So, listen, you stay tuned, and I'll see what I can do about getting you this information on the shortwave, and I'll announce it over the program here.
Thank you. My zenith is getting old. Bye.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Well, listen, thanks for your call. Now, we're going to go to Gene in Texas. Gene, come on up.
The Romans did not murder Christ Jesus. Your last caller is absolutely right. The Pharisees and scribes, Sadducees, Herodians, and their priesthood did. And, you know, Michael, these movies, of course, always picture the Romans beating Christ Jesus and nailing him to a cross. He was actually hung on an upright pole, as the Greek word for cross means. And we should never get our history or our Bible training from movies. So many people do. This Da Vinci Code is going to maybe convince a lot of people that Christ Jesus married Mary Magdalene, had a child by her, and all this nonsense that even the Roman Catholic organization disproves. And it's just amazing how the movies now are really having an influence in history and what we call Christianity and what is called Christianity. And people should just never get your history or especially your Bible training from these movies. But,
well, I'll tell you what. You know, Gene, it's very interesting you bring that Da Vinci Code up. I'll tell you where I realized that there was a bigger agenda behind the Da Vinci Code. I mean, my immediate reaction to it was, well, this is just an interesting novel that's based on some stuff that's been around for a long, long time. But what I discovered, or what I should say, what I thought was very, very interesting was the fact that that U.S. News and World Report, which is ostensibly a news magazine, he put up and it's published by Mort Zuckerman, who used to be the head of the Conference of Presidents of the major Jewish organizations in the United States.
Yeah.
He featured a whole special issue of that magazine that was put out on a newsstand devoted to the Da Vinci Code, promoting that book, promoting the movie, promoting all the debate about it. And why I found that interesting was because the very fact that they were promoting the debate was an implicit message, maybe not even implicit, maybe a direct message, that the Bible and Christianity is, in fact, subject to debate. These are the same people that say you cannot debate the Holocaust. You cannot question the official word on what is and what isn't about the Holocaust. So, but as far as the Da Vinci Code is concerned, you know, there was this old legend of the Passover plot that Christ really didn't die on the cross, and it was a conspiracy to fool people, and on and on and on. That's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
But
well,
go ahead, Steve.
I just want to say that, I'm just saying that Christ Jesus did die, but on an upright pole, a stake, as the Greek word for cross means. He was resurrected from the dead 3 days, three nights later. I believe that for a fact, and I'm not just taking it for granted. And what I'm saying is this is an attack on the Bible and Christianity, this movie is.
Oh, absolutely. I have no doubt about that. Yeah, and it's portrayed as kind of a... it's portrayed as precisely the opposite of that, but I don't believe that to be the case at all. So
what is so interesting, Michael, right quick, is we know Tom Hanks is a humanist, so he would play in a movie like this, but Little Opie, the boy that played Little Opie on Andy Griffith's show, is directing this movie, would you believe?
Yeah, he's become one of the big figures in Hollywood.
Yeah, is he paying his dues to the nominal Jews that have made him rich being in TV shows and as a director now, maybe?
Well, I guess I think the answer to that's probably pretty obvious.
Yes, right. I said that tongue-in-cheek.
All right. Listen, thanks for calling, Gene. We're going to move on here after the break and take a couple more calls. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here on RBNLive.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any 2 gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper coming back to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Recommendation here for a good shortwave, and it's available through rbnlive.com. It's the Kato KA-1103 shortwave radio. That's easy to remember, that 1103. It's $110 plus $9 for domestic shipping. That's the 1103 shortwave radio. 1103. It's available, total $119 from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Use Visa or MasterCard. And you can call RBN at 800, at an 800 number here I'm going to give you, folks, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Good offer, folks. If you want to get a good shortwave, if you don't have one now, that's where to go. Monday through Friday before 5 is when to make that call, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we have a couple callers here. We're going to try to squeeze them in before we wrap it up for the evening. We got John in California. John, what's going on?
Well, hi, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Good. I heard Christopher Bolin interviewed on Daryl's show here recently, and he did a darn good slam-up job about the dancing Israelis and all the key connections in different departments that were Israelis or Mossad. And I'd like to see if you couldn't get him on more often.
Oh, absolutely. The problem is Christopher's always on the road. I'm lucky to be able to talk to Christopher because, you know, he's out there. Like our earlier caller, Jerry, said, Christopher is just, he's like a dog with a bone, and he's constantly covering a lot of different stories. And I'm lucky to be able to talk to him as often as I do get to talk to him. But, I do want to have Christopher on a lot more, so certainly we'll do that.
He's pretty thorough, and you know, like yourself, and you guys really dig out some stuff.
Now, listen, I appreciate that compliment and that comparison, but I would have to say that knowing my own work style and knowing how Christopher works, there's absolutely no comparison, and I'm saying that I don't compare anywhere to Christopher Bolin. He's somebody who just really digs deep and just doesn't give up. I always like to say I'm just a hack writer who's a pretty fast typist, but Christopher's a real, real researcher and investigator in the classic sense of the word. But, yeah, we'll definitely try to have him on more often.
Okay, yeah, one short thing. The only thing, I followed Chris for quite a while. You know, I've always relied on his investigations. But he kind of surprises me about praising Chavez down in South America there. He's starting to crack down on the church down there. He's nationalized. He's making some moves, and he's a socialist, and he says so. Not that we don't need to maybe nationalize some things in this country. I do believe we do. I think the oil company should be nationalized.
Well, you know, I tell you what I always say about that is that, you know, it's difficult to apply our standards to any other country, you know, because they have different factors, different cultures, they're different people, and to try to apply U.S. standards doesn't always work. But needless to say, you know, it's just one of those things that we'll have to agree to disagree on, John. Well, I hear that music coming up. That means we got to say goodbye, and I'm going to issue an apology to Raj in Pennsylvania. We couldn't get him up here tonight, but had a lot of good callers, and I appreciate all of them, and I appreciate all those listeners who just sit back and listen, and I hope they get something out of this program because I try to give them something to think about. All right, folks, we'll be coming back to you on Monday night. I hope you have a good weekend, and we're going to have Larry Darby, a very controversial candidate for State Attorney General of Alabama, as our guest. Stay tuned for more good programming, folks.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.